Welcome to Pod Sauce, your podcast discovery show. I'm Alicia Renee.
And I'm Dax Holt.
And we are joined on this show now by two guys whose podcast I love. I feel like you're going to love it as well. Jordan Runtalk and Alex Heigl, hosts of Too Much Information. What's up, guys?
Hey, thank you for having us.
How are y'all?
Good, good. It's a beautiful Bay Area morning.
Jordan, are you absent from this interview? Where's our sunshine
from you? I am here.
I'm
excited. The pop culture loving lumberjack is here. I'm very excited.
Now, guys, I was really, what's the word? When I read the tag of Too Much Information, it was completely different than when I listened to the episode and I was pleasantly surprised. And what I mean by that is I thought it was going to be one way and it was another. I didn't know it was like a good deep dive behind the scenes, and then you guys just spiraled off of like one thing.
Oh, we spiral. We spiral. Spiral with the best of them.
It's the good kind of spiral.
It's a very good spiral. It's like this information rabbit hole that you just want to deep dive down. But for anyone who hasn't checked out your podcast yet, please give them the elevator pitch, and then we'll get into the meat of it.
Jordan, you want to go ahead? I know you have prepared notes to blow up your spot.
Yeah, I'm busted. I think it was an audio listicle, really. I mean, this is something that Alex and I have a background in writing, and it's just something that we've done. It's really, you know, a lot of writers kind of look down their nose at these listicle posts. You know, it's the 20th anniversary of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, you know, 10 things you didn't know about it. We used to love doing those because, you know, it was so much just sort of spite and bile and negativity on the internet. It was a celebration of stuff that everybody loved. And, you know, you were learning stuff and sharing that with others. And I always thought that was just such a cool part of the gig. I mean, getting paid to learn and share that and get everybody excited. So that's kind of what we tried to bring into this show is every episode we look at a different movie, TV show, album, song. And it's really, you know, we never really want to classify ourselves as experts. I mean, we just, you know, at the top of every episode, we call ourselves, you know, two guys with too much free time. And that's basically what we are, is that we're curious people. And we want to do a show for people who are curious like us, people who are like, you know, up till 2 a.m. doing Wikipedia rabbit holes and stuff like that. I mean, that's really what it's all about. And it's, you know, the more we do these episodes, the more I find, at least, that there's stuff that's interesting about almost anything.
Fair.
And it's so fast. It really, to me, is so refreshing because it's just like, it's such a cool way of looking at the world. It's getting me excited again, especially after the last couple, two years.
The global
so.
Ponderosa that we've been in.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, because like everybody has so much free time now to, or did, I guess, before we all decided to reemerge into the world, to kind of do this kind of stuff, like stay up at 2, you know, and you find yourself in the depths of Wikipedia reading about men's hobby tunneling. I found myself doing recently. But yeah, I mean, it ends up being a kind of secret handshake to people. Like if you know, start out with something as broad as being like, oh, did you know that like Otis Redding actually wrote Respect? And somebody goes, oh, I didn't know that. And then you can kind of go into, you know, but there's that sense of recognition that you can both get excited about the same thing and then get drawn in from there and then get very specific or get very go on these tangents that you mentioned earlier.
So I'm going to piggyback on what Leash said. I absolutely loved your guys' podcast. Yeah. I did not know what I was getting into when I was first checking it out. Obviously, you guys were coming on, so it was like, oh, let's go listen to this. But the concept of like, just these little tidbits and facts and information about a topic, I loved it. And I listened to the Hook episode because I was a huge Hook fan. And it was like
Peter Pan Hook?
Hook, yeah, the old one with
The old school one.
Yeah, with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
So I listened to that episode and I loved it because you guys brought I am a huge like buff when it comes to, you know, pop culture and entertainment news, and you guys were even informing me of things I had no idea about. And that's what I really loved about it. And even bringing in the human side, you know, because for years I had heard that Julia Roberts was a nightmare on that movie. And I liked how you guys said, yes, she got this, but let's dive into why. And 3 days before they started filming, her and Kiefer Sutherland broke up because he cheated on her. And they called off their wedding, and she had to go and film a movie on heartbreak.
Well, let's start there. How about, I'm a huge Julia Roberts fan, had no idea she was engaged to Kiefer Sutherland.
Me too.
I was like, you didn't see me?
Yeah, so, I mean, I just felt like I learned so much information from this podcast, and I loved it. And how do you guys decide what topic you're going to cover?
Well, it initially started out with, like, Jordan's research skills, by the way, are unparalleled. And,
for sure.
But you actually know stuff at the top. Your recall is amazing.
I have elephant memory. I never forget anything, ever. Usually it's calling up embarrassing moments from my youth as I'm trying to go to sleep. But,
you try to go to sleep.
Oh, always. I'm like, remember that time in high school band? And then I stopped. So we have a big list of, like, prominent anniversaries coming up, because like Jordan mentioned, that was kind of the hook when we were both working in digital news, where it was like, you know, something's turning 25, like let's look it up. So those are the kind of how we front loaded it. Jordan, Respect turns 50, I think.
55,
yeah, so stuff like that. But as we've kind of gone on with it, we've sort of been like, well, what do we want to talk about? So some of the next ones that are coming up are going to be just sort of like little passion projects of ours, or just stuff that we're really interested. Like we have one, we're planning one on Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
It's going to be good. Dope.
I am pushing one through about Jackie Chan, who is a personal childhood hero of mine. So.
Well, on that note, I want you to consider The Last Dragon, just because you like.
Oh, I love The Last Dragon.
So let's get one of those Effies.
We have one about what's going on that delved into Barry Gordy as a business mogul, yeah. And that man is fascinating.
That's my next episode to check out, actually.
Oh, I love that one.
It's good. It's he and Marvin had some dad stuff going on.
Everyone had dad stuff going on with Marvin's dad.
And if we're throwing names in, I know we missed the 20-year, but can we do a Friends episode?
My God, let it go.
No, I love it.
Good grief. This man is so obsessed with Friends.
Those are also meetings Jordan and I have where he's like, can we do X? And I'm like, no. Technically, you are my boss on this, but no.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Oh, I love it.
So wait, serious question. Whose cornflakes did John Malkovich pee in? Because the shade that y'all threw his way for Air Force One, I was dying. And it was like a subtle... Well, I mean, he doesn't need to be an Inuit. Da, 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 da. And I think it was Jordan's voice.
No, I would never.
That was me. If there's shade being thrown at
you. No, I'm the good cop. He's the bad cop.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop.
I'm the sweet one.
It was a drive-by. Like, if you would miss it.
I don't know how you guys feel about this. I love alternate casting stuff. Mm-hmm. It is one of my favorite bits of movie trivia.
1,000%.
And one of the things that we have constantly learned in this is that Tom Hanks is everybody's first choice for everything.
Everything in the 90s, yeah. Tom Hanks was the first choice.
But you know, you think about like, you think about Air Force One and Harrison Ford, and then you think about Malkovich in there. It's like, no. That's incorrect. Just
they wanted
stop.
Him for Hook too. They wanted him to play Robin Williams' part in Hook,
which is
coming off a big though, like it kind of makes sense.
Oh,
like,
Tom Hanks. No,
Tom
no,
Hanks. Tom no, Hanks. Not Malkovich.
Not Malkovich. Yeah, Malkovich. Can you imagine Malkovich in Hook?
A lot of trust.
What? I can kind of see why they would think of John Malkovich, because he's such a phenomenal character actor. Like he can really just. Like disappear into any character, but some characters, especially when it is revolved around whimsy, you just can't. You know what I mean? He just has one of those faces that I just don't see him in a whimsical space.
Not a word that I connect with him.
So you guys are an iHeart Media production. How did you team up with iHeart for this podcast? Because I'm always curious how that ever happens.
I got hired to work on a few shows for them a few years back. And then this was honestly one of those, like, you know, those guidance counselor questions of like, you know, what would you do every day for free if money didn't factor in? It was like, oh, learn about stuff like this, like just do, you know, deep dives into all these different pop culture things that I love. And so that was just always kind of a dream of like, that would be my favorite kind of show. And Alex is my dear friend. We worked at People Magazine together, and I met him on my very first day. My boss said, you know, I think her words exactly were, I think you guys would be friends. And I remember she led me over to his desk. And I remember feeling like Belle in Beauty and the Beast when she was being led through the West Wing. Like in my memory, there's like flames and like bones on the ground, and like Heigl turns around from his desk with like a snake around his neck or something, and it was just, we were friends instantly. We just bonded over music, and we bonded over just everything. It was kind of one of those things where, you know, I mean, I think everybody has that secret nerd in them, because being enthusiastic about stuff isn't traditionally seen as cool. So you kind of, most of your life, at least for me, was kind of like, you know, tamp it down. And then talking to, getting to know Alex the first, you know, year or two we worked together at People, it was like, wow, this guy knows all my references. You know, he's seen all the movies and TV shows and the stuff that I know. He's read all the books I have. And it was just such a great feeling of like connection in this way that I thought it was like my own little private thing.
Yeah.
And suddenly to be able to share it with this new friend was so cool. And that was kind of the seeds of this show, is thinking, if it felt that good for me to be like, oh my God, someone else knows and really cares about all this, you know, Hook or whatever it is, like maybe other people will too. And it'll be, you know, it's like, you know, all the best podcasts are like hanging out with friends.
I think that's
what's
so dope.
You know, at a restaurant, at a bar.
Yeah, that's what's so dope about your podcast, is that every episode is a wealth of information. It's a beautiful rabbit hole to go down. Nothing is malicious. Even the drive-by shade is hilarious, you know. But what I do want to lay at your feet before we get into your podcast picks, because we're always curious about what creatives and podcasters, what they're listening to. If you do Friends, you have to include Living Single.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Okay. You've talked about it numerous times. No, I agree with you, because I thought we all knew there was a spinoff, and
yes,
I think that's huge.
Friends is a spinoff of Living Single, and you got to give my people their props first. White people coming in and appropriating our things, doggone it.
Look, Alex is writing it down. He is taking notes.
Yes. We have a couple different things. Like we've done, we did H. Allen Scott's podcast, and they're enormous Golden Girls fans. So sometimes we're just banking people to have on as guests for future times.
Some things. I mean, you mentioned ones that were sort of, were tough to get into, not get into, but tough to tackle as a show. The ones that have been the toughest are the ones that are just, the fandoms are so intense. It's almost like, what do you need us for? I mean, Star Wars or, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and stuff like that. It's almost like it already exists. The world is so dense that it would just be like,
but it's the nuggets behind it that those rabbit fans need to know, that, you know, that they may not know about, because on the surface, that's all they see, but they don't see what went into, you know, the inception of the project. But we got to move you guys along. This is a podcast discovery show. No. This is a podcast discovery show. What podcast are you guys currently listening to?
A big one for me, I'm a horror movie guy. So a big one for me is a podcast called The New Flesh Podcast, which is a reference to
I'm
going to
say no on that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to write it down.
Well, I want to point out this, the host, Brett, is, I always thought of this one in my mind because he is so into the research side of this stuff. I mean, he, for every movie they talk about, he watches the director commentary. If there's an alternate commentary, he also listens to that. So they are one of the podcasts that I first listened to where I was just like, oh, holy crap. Like, these guys do their research. This isn't just like four guys like making mouth sounds on like a close mic. It's extremely informative. And so that was a big model of mine. Jordan?
One of my favorites, and this is one that probably everybody knows, is You Must Remember This by Karina Longworth. It's this amazing Hollywood history show where she's this amazing film historian, and she writes and narrates these just really incredible, intricate, elaborate stories about sort of the seedy side of the silver screen era of Hollywood. Ooh. All the backstage drama, the affairs, the crimes occasionally. And the early seasons were just kind of whatever struck her fancy every episode. But then she started doing themed seasons. One is all fact-checking Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon. One is all about Charles Manson's Hollywood, the scene that he fit into. It's basically like a long, you know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood series.
I'm so listening to it. Turner Classic Movies, MGM Movies, and AMC Movies, right up my alley. Don't you dare think about it.
That sounds like a awesome recommendation. And Alex, sorry, I'm just not a big scary movie person, but I know there will be massive scary movie fans out there that are going to enjoy your pick as well. So
there's another great one called Dearly Departed, which is sort of similar to the one Jordan just mentioned. It's two guys, one of whom was sort of like a production guy in and around LA, and the other one who used to work for, I think he still does tours, Jordan, of Hollywood Forever and some of the different cemeteries. So they just talk, they'll pick like an old classic Hollywood property, like they'll pick like the Addams Family or something, and run down sort of what happened to every different actor from there.
I like that.
It's like the evil twin of our show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we got some good recommendations from you guys, so thank you so much. And for anyone who wants to check out Too Much Information, which is, by the way, an iHeartMedia podcast production by Jordan and Alex, head on over to podsauce.com. We'll have a link to their podcast.
We should put up both of our episodes. Yeah.
The Hooked episodes, for sure.
And
I love
the Air Force One episode.
Large plane.
Yes, a large plane. There was just so many little buttons in there. It was a really good episode.
You guys made me a fan very quickly in this podcast. So keep up, do what you do.
And he did, but that says a lot before we let you go, because Dak, 10 minutes, that's all he's got for you. He only has 10 minutes for you. When I tell you he was jumping at the bit to talk to you guys, it speaks volumes. Too Much Information. You guys need to check it out. We'll put up our episodes on podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.